think it's an amazing miracle.
Yeah,
from this place we go around the world, this unique planet.
So if you are just joining us or you've been with us, I want to thank you for joining Caleb and I in his cocoon and dorm room and place of rest at Wesley Palms.
Yeah.
Although you certainly do a lot of activities here as well.
Oh my, we have classes all day long. I have a class on current events this afternoon. There was singing this morning. And then there was exercise. It was a ka-ching. Tai Chi is
Tai Chi.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Awesome. And
the body has to move just like the mind has to move.
Very true. You know,
yeah,
I think you know, you're now 93. Oh,
93. I'm 93. 39 years of age now.
And when people sometimes ask me, you know, what you're up to. And I list off some of the classes here,
yeah,
and some of the things you're doing. They're always very impressed, and I think that it's definitely related to why. I mean, being so active and being so healthy have got to be connected in some way.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, you know, my philosophy of life is four things. Work, you got to do something that challenges you. Do every day, do something you don't want to do but know you ought to do. And I pick those out. And then work and worship, what you just said. You said the God or creator, the sustainer, the electricity, the power. It's the unbegun beginning and sustainer, whatever that may be. And the highest things in life cannot be put into words. And then there is work and worship and love. You got to be loved, somebody who cares about you and you care about them. And play. And I do a lot of playing here. This afternoon I'll have classes again, and I'll go over to my jacuzzi and pray for my whole family, and I've had a beautiful day.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you mind explaining to me what you do when you're in the jacuzzi?
You have a
system or a...
I begin in my jacuzzi. I go take a shower, and then I have a maid sit, and I'm all alone. No one ever uses it except me. The water temperature is 100 degrees, and I go in and stretch these muscles on both sides. I have a ritual, and then I begin to think about my San Diego family, and I usually begin with Ron, your father. Then I go to Susan, think about them. Now, they've been to Chicago this weekend, and I thought about them while they've been gone and what they've done. Then I think about Jim and Jen. That's your younger brother and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think about their garden, what they're doing, their adjustments each day. Then I think about you, and I think about Tassie. Yeah, I can't pronounce names. And I pray that you may have health and the wisdom to see the things in life that are worth thinking about. And of course, life is a great thought in many ways. And then I go from here, I go up to San Jose, and I have three.
Right.
Then I go on up to Oregon, and I have David and his wife.
Right.
And they've driven a car from Vienna over into Czechoslovakia for a wedding this weekend. That's
wow.
What young people are doing. Their weddings are being held all over the earth now. And so they're there at that wedding. Then I go from there to his daughter, who's a lawyer in Colorado at Fort Collins, and her husband. Think about them, and then think about Harper Lee, the oldest little grandchild I have. And pray that they may have health and strength and be able to feel the spiritual in their lives. And then I go back to Jim and to Jim's wife, Ann. She's working in school today. She's wrapping up. And she's retiring. All of my children are retiring in their early 60s.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's great.
And so she retires in a couple of weeks, but he will fly out to be with us because two of the children, John's daughter, is running in the marathon here. And secondly, the other daughter, Jim's daughter, is running the marathon. They're going to run the marathon, 26 miles next
Sunday.
That's
incredible.
And so I visualize them as I asked John this morning as I talked about the cell phone, are they in pretty good shape? And she says, yeah, they're ready to go. And they're all coming here next week in San Diego. That's all the families have, David and his family. will be here.
That's so great.
And Heidi will be here with her husband. And they just bought some ground. She said we're going to build a house between now and Christmas. And we've got money enough together to buy some ground. So they're building a house in Tempe, Arizona.
Wow.
Look at life.
That's incredible.
So I go around, and I'm all the time, my body is being massaged by those things back there, these spigots that shoots water at you.
And so you just go across the country.
I go across the country.
And visualize all the people in your
family.
That's
right.
And pray for them.
And Abby was in New York City today, but she's flying to a wedding in Las Vegas next Saturday, and then next Friday, and then Saturday, David picks her up and brings her here for the family reunion on Sunday.
Yay.
Isn't that great?
I
couldn't be more blessed. No one could have that better.
That's wonderful. I love that your prayers for your family
visualization
are visualizations that you're kind of it. You know, for someone that might not be comfortable with the word prayer,
you
could easily say, you know, you are sending out your good energy to them.
You are
welcoming. Wisdom into their lives.
Yeah.
You know, I think that our family has a lot of blessings.
Oh my!
And I think that one of the reasons is because we've had a constant flow of good energy being focused by you.
Visualize and send thoughts and energy and rejoicing in the health, and we've been uniquely blessed. I'm writing so many condolence letters of people who are dying. And I think how blessed we have been because we've had no tragedies. We've been, except for my wife, finishing her earthly life at 86. And I can't be selfish. And she's part of me. She speaks to me through this machine. And I turn it on. And she tells me to do certain things I ought to be doing today. And she says, don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. And I'm so glad I've sent notebooks to all those places. And now I'm planning ahead. Life has to be planned ahead, otherwise you won't do anything. You'll just vegetate and not get it done. And I want to go to Spain. We showed pictures here of Hawaii last Saturday night.
That's what the people in the hall were saying.
Yeah, we talked about Hawaii, and I'm trying to ride a boogie board at 93, and I was foolish. And two of the grandchildren said, you were crazy. And I agree with them. I said, on the computer, you were crazy. So that's done, and now I'd like to go to Spain, and in September I'm going to go to Colorado, and I have three grandchildren that have birthdays in Colorado.
Oh.
So
is it also you have your old church reunion?
Old church. I'll be there for the 141st birthday of the church in Denver, Colorado on September the 19th, and I'm inviting all the people that come to have a free meal. Mexican meal, because I know the people are going to make me a Mexican meal. I know their parents real well. Life is full of...
It is.
Life is a blast to me. And I'm thrilled to breathe and to think and to create. And, of course, and I occupy space. So I sometimes think you sort of owe some rent somewhere. So I try.
And that rent is in being a positive contributor, a loving...
Yeah,
person.
Here it is in this place. We had a big memorial service for about 29 have that I knew. I knew 28 of the 29 who died this last year here.
Wow.
And that's not as many as we had last year. People are living longer, and I'm one of them. And I'm looking forward to the 100th. The lady I introduced in the elevator, she's my partner. She'd be 96. Another lady will be 100 years old in December the 2nd.
Wow.
We have about 40 or 50 of us that I call, we are nonagenarians. Nonagenarians. Over 90.
That is impressive.
Okay.
Well, let's say welcome again to all those in the chat room on Citizen X, and we would like to transition to the next phase. Sorry for our late start, but we are going to have a little Hug Nation gathering now, so... UK Graham and Citizen Kai and Becca K and A Literary Affair and Anna and everyone else's name and Dawn and all the people here. If you want to really quickly type in where you are from so we have a sense of where these hugs are shooting out to.
Wonderful.
And Let's grab ourselves
mind
by the shoulder.
Mind to mind and heart to heart and eye to eye. That's terrific.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm.
So we're going to grab ourselves by the shoulder. We've got Canada and California and San Diego. Oops. And Ohio. And we visualize all these places, all these faces. We've got Kentucky, another San Diego, Minneapolis. This is great. So we hug ourselves and we think of all these people in this chat room right now, even the people that are here mentally right now.
Hmm.
And we, Canada, and we send out this embrace to them. We imagine there is no space. There is only energies, and energies can transcend space. So in this moment right now, we are connected to one another. We can easily embrace each other in spirit in this moment. And so we think about all these people in this chat room. We think about our hug right now, that we're squeezing our shoulders, that they are squeezing our shoulders, and we are squeezing their shoulders, and we are in embrace. And then we extend that embrace to the people that are next to us and down the hall, in the cars that drive by us, in the cars that drive by our fellow huggers in Canada and in Ohio. And then we think about those hugs embracing people that are on the other side of the country, on the other side of the world, all these people that are running about their lives, who might need a little bolt of love and peace and understanding. And we try to shine a little light into the darkness. We try to give a little love into people that have fear and are frightened, people that may be having injury or pain. And we squeeze one more time. We feel those arms around us, coming at us, embracing us from all over the world. And we feel our arms sending out, embracing people all over the world. And we know that regardless of what the news says, there are many more people out there that would rather hug us than hurt us. Mm-hmm. And in this moment, in this global cosmic hug, we feel that we are all one. We know that these are our brothers and sisters, regardless of language, regardless of politics. These are our people. These are our thinking, feeling, loving brothers and sisters. And we wish them nothing but peace.
Thank you.
Happy Hug Nation. Thank you so much for joining Grandpa Caleb and I. May that loving hug follow you on your day. May hugs follow you through your afternoon. Can I have a hug, Grandpa?
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us and feeling that love and injecting your love. I kind of view this as it's like a weekly dinner party for the whole earth. We
Good.
All can get together and share a single idea, which is...
We're communing with you.
Exactly. In a place that actually the words are really irrelevant. It's more the feeling. It is that feeling of connection that really has existed since the dawn of consciousness. And technology and politics tend to push us away from each other and make us think that connection doesn't exist, and really that we're far more different than we think we are. And this is just a chance once a week to remember the truth, which is that we are family, regardless of what our biology is or what our background is.
We're on the right wavelength. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. We love you. We will be back here next Tuesday. Happy Hug Nation, and may love follow you on your week.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And these people have responded from those countries you mentioned?
Yeah, all over the place.
Oh, really? Gee. I'd like to know sometime what those are. You said Canada.
Looks like we had... We had, let me see if I can still find it.